It's good to be here this morning. It's good to have all our visitors here with us. It's good to have your family with us, Treva. And trust we can, as we continue the worship service, that we can worship together. It's a beautiful, beautiful morning, beautiful Lord's Day morning. And it's a special day in a lot of ways. I think every day is a special day that the Lord gives us. But there's, this morning there was a little fellow here that his long anticipated first time to Sunday school. And I had to think how quickly time changes, you know. I remember, I remember pretty clearly when our oldest one was anticipating that time, and now it's the oldest grandchild. So, you know, time changes, time goes swiftly. Time brings changes. And a lot of that's good. And we look forward to those times, those first times. But as we think about today, a Lord's Day, a day set aside to worship Him, to worship the one that has given His all so that we can have eternal life. You know, He is the one that said, after the disciples were asking, you know, how can we know the way? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Apostle Paul says that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. I think we all know that verse well. We like that verse, but there's so much in that verse. If you want to turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, I'd like to just read the context there. I'm going to break in verse 7. It's after he says, after he was telling all the things that he had been through, all the things that he had suffered for Christ. If we look at, start at verse 7, he says, but what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ and be found in Him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Jesus Christ. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. You know, a couple of weeks ago, we heard a good sermon on the attributes of God and how they harmonize. You know, it's an injustice to try to balance them. You know, I've been thinking about that a lot over the last couple of weeks. You know, they're all God. This past Sunday, we heard a sermon on what a person that knows God does. It shows by their fruits. If you go to Galatians chapter 5, he says, for brethren you have been called, 5 verse 13, he says, for brethren you have been called unto liberty, only use not liberty for an occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if you bite and devour one another, take heed that you be not consumed one of another. This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh, and these are the contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if you be led by the Spirit of the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now, here it says, now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are these. You know, we heard about works last Sunday. But these are the works of the flesh: adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies, envyings, murders, drunkenness, revelings, and of such like, of the which I tell you before, as I've also told you in time past, that they which do these such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. So there he gives what the works of the flesh are. And then he goes on, he says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. So first of all there, he gives us a detailed description of the works of the flesh. And then he don't say these are the works that you should do, but he says the fruit of the Spirit, which I think is what, when that is flowing through us, then it is the works. Those things are going to be attached to the works that we do. When that fruit is flowing out because of a life that knows him and is growing in him, then the works will manifest those fruits, that fruit. I don't think we can divide those. It's the fruit of the Spirit. You know, sometimes we find it easier to manifest the fruit of the Spirit to the person that we help along the road or that we meet at the grocery store or, you know, those maybe our customers, those that we work with, those that we're working for. You know, it's not so hard to be nice, to manifest that fruit, be helpful, to be kind, to be gentle. But, you know, I don't know about you, but for me, well, how about to your brother, to your sister, to even your own family sometimes? You know, I was thinking about this. I thought back over this last week. You know, if you think back over this last week, what comes to your mind? What kind of relationship? What were your relationships like? What were those words, interactions with? What kind of fruit did they manifest? What did they display? It's a challenge. Was it wrath, strife, seditions, harsh or angry words that can come pretty easily? In the last couple Sunday school lessons in John, we've had those commands of our Lord. He says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another, but that this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. First verse in the next lesson is, if ye love me, keep my commandments. You know, I remember Grandpa Byler, or Dan Byler, Dan J.B. Byler, well, some of you know him, saying, you know, the more Christ-like we become, the kinder we become. You know, if we desire to know him, how do we get to know him? You know, I think that I may know him can sometimes be, we know somebody. We know that word has, I think we got to go to the next phrase, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. It takes time with him. It takes time in his word, in prayer, and then willing to give what we have. You know, that lad, appreciate what was mentioned there in the devotional about whose hands we're in, whose hands we give. But that lad had that little lunch. And it says a couple loaves and fishes, a couple small fishes, I think it says. And, you know, we think of loaves maybe, a couple loaves. I don't think so. I think they were a couple little loaves. It was a lunch. And he had those couple loaves. But he was willing to open his hand and to give it. You know, that willingness to give what he had was used. Christ didn't need his lunch to feed those people. But he used him because of his willingness. He was blessed by being a vessel that was used to feed the multitudes. You know, I don't think, and we read that that passage where the people were told what they did for Christ, and they said, no, we don't remember doing that. When do we do that? You know, I think that's lives that fruit was flowing through them, that they were attached to the vine. You know, if you have fruit trees, if you have an apple tree out there, the only thing you're going to get off of that tree is apples. And if you have a pear tree, the only thing you're going to get off that tree is pears. It has to be attached to the vine, and it will produce what it's supposed to produce if everything's right. And I think it's the same way in our lives. You know, if we have that connection with Him, with Christ, we will produce the fruit that, if we're connected to the vine, that is the fruit that we'll produce. So may, just a challenge, may we all learn to know Him and the power of His resurrection and be vessels in His hand. And I just encourage us and me myself, you know, what kind of, as we think about the past week and the coming week, you know, what kind of fruit did we display? What's going through us? And we can, I think it's like Jared mentioned, that's too many times we just try to do the right thing instead of being, knowing Him, and that's why we do it. It's not something we, it's something that flows spontaneously. So I was also here in closing, I'm going to give Brother Tyler time to share what he's getting ready. I think this is his last Sunday with us for several months, Lord willing. And so I'm going to give him, we're going to give him opportunity to share where he's going, what he, some of the things he thinks he might be doing. I know that can change a lot in these situations, but we want to let him share that, and we'll have a prayer for him afterwards then. So we want to go ahead and share what you have there, Tyler.
Well, good morning, everyone. So I'm going to be leaving for Germany this coming weekend, going over with I-58. Not 100% sure on what I'm going to be doing yet. They gave me, I'll be going to one of three different options. One of those places being where Nathan's were at, I do believe. So anyways, it'll be me and two other individuals as well. We'll be flying out this weekend, be in Lancaster for training, and then flying out Sunday night. So anyways, I'm not exactly sure on what all is going to be happening. I do know I'll be working with the refugees there. So anyhow, I would, greatly appreciate your prayers. I'll be gone for, 3 months. And so we will, give it our best shot and hope for the best, I guess.
Okay. Thank you, Tyler. I want to remember you and prayer there as you reach out and share there. We stand together for prayer. Kind Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee again here this morning, we thank You again for Your many blessings to us. We thank You that we can have the confidence that You are the way, the truth, and the life. And Lord, just help us each to seek to know You and to grow in Your love and to be more like You. We just thank You for each one here. We pray for those that are serving in different places and just those that can't be here this morning for various reasons. You pray Your blessing on each one. We especially want to pray a special blessing on Brother Tyler as he leaves this week and in the training and in the traveling and his interactions. We just pray protection over him. Just pray that he might continue to seek to just be Your hands and Your feet and to share what You have for him. And we just pray Your blessing on the work there. And Lord, You know the many bleeding hearts, needy hearts, and those that are struggling, seeking for answers, looking for purpose. We just want to commit them to You and just pray Your blessing on them. Just pray Your blessing on this continuation of the service. Bless Brother Jonathan as he speaks to us. Just pray that You might anoint his lips, give him words to speak, and open our hearts for what You have for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.